it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For being with us, Kim Bokemper making a great effort to get in here for the last hour. Not easy, and getting the equipment to work around here and stuff. And
yeah, well,
that.
So you know,
I don't know, Bo.
So how long has Woody been working this board?
He's been here since day one.
And day one's like been what? 10 years, 8 years, 5 years?
20.
20 years?
20 years.
Surprising, and honestly, because usually the stuff is
problems
just,
with the
just
mic,
works.
And he sends someone in and said, what number is that mic?
Well, I watched you go from that mic to the other mic six times.
Yeah.
What if I told you that the mics were fine and we just enjoyed watching you go back and forth?
So I checked.
He's going to snap. I got to bet he snaps on the next one.
You're not mad about anything today, are you?
I checked my watch and I did 500 steps between going through the mics, each mic and back. Back and forth, back and forth.
Good thing you came in a good mood.
So,
yeah. I was in the middle of traffic on the Golden Glades intersection, and it's raining on top of that. I was in a good mood.
Hey, I'm just gonna tell you, don't get mad. These losses starting to get to you a little bit.
I heard the
TV stuff.
I'm gonna tell you what, it bothers me. It bothers me because I think we have some pretty good players on this football
team. We do.
I think we've got guys that can win games. I just don't know I don't know if it's the passion. Again, Joe, so –
by the way, you did bring that up.
So
they looked dead to start that game.
So I'm watching the game. I'm standing on the sideline waiting, and they start announcing the starters, right? And I go, they're already now. Usually they're like fireworks or, you know, stuff like this going up and people are, and I see, they're running out. And guys are literally running out with their heads down. And I'm looking at the guys, you know, they run through the two lines.
Yeah.
Nobody's high-fiving anybody. They're just kind of, and then I'm going, wow, this is odd. And then in the middle of the game, Joe.
You know, I heard they got rid of all that stuff because the old school guys are complaining. Too many fireworks and stuff.
That's not funny. Anyway,
it just sounds like the kind of thing you'd complain about.
No,
like,
but my point, and then I said it again, like in the third quarter, I said, Joe, I don't like the body language I'm seeing right here.
I looked over.
Guys are sitting on the bench and this and that.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. There's the passion, and again, talk about the leader. Remember Mike talked about in the preseason. He talked about a lot in our production meetings. We're doing the preseason game. Oh, you wait. You know, we got the new special teams coach. All the players are going to be lined up on the sideline and participate. And I'm looking there. They're kicking off, and these guys are sitting on the bench, looking around and wondering what's going on. I don't know where that comes from. Maybe it's just the fact that, you know, you thought you were going to be a better team, and now you're sitting in there, and you're at that time you're one and four facing 1-5, and now you go, where the hell are we now? I think this is a team that needs to find themselves and try to figure out where to get some passion back and get some energy on this team.
So how do you do that?
I don't know
these things. And by the way, they came out in that third quarter. What was that?
They
came out. Minus 11 to 155 yards, and we were minus 11.
And what was
11?
That? What was the drive?
What'd you do at half?
So yeah, the first half. The time of possession was like 11 something, and we had like 3 minutes.
Yeah,
or 14 something. Some real oddball. You know, really.
We have had droughts offensively, and I know I'm not saying that the offense is the number one problem because the run defense. So, Bo, I ask you this every week. So is this just, let's see if somebody got better. What do we do at this point? Because we haven't been able to stop anybody, even teams that have all backups.
Right. Yes. I don't know the answer to that question.
Because they're going to try to run
but
there, it.
But there's problems everywhere, Joe. So last week, the week prior to last week, it was the middle of the defensive front that was getting torched, right? They're talking about, Kenneth Grant, what's he doing here? And even when Jordan Phillips, the kid, the fourth or fifth round pick, he was playing good for a while, and then he kind of dropped back. Biggers is not even being – hasn't even been coming on.
No, he's not
off.
Active. No.
And so you got Sealer in there. And I thought they played better this week. I thought, Grant got a sack, and I thought they were a little bit more stout. But so instead of running in the middle,
they're bouncing outside.
They're just bouncing outside and getting the yardage on the outside.
That was a problem.
So and you got another
containment. Containment.
You got a running back that came off the practice squad and torched you for about a buck and a quarter.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. I mean, it's and again, I'm watching good play. I'm watching good players making bad plays.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know what you do. I don't know what. And it's on both sides of the football.
So the same problem over and over again. We talk about them. We're getting better. We're going to work on them. Everybody's saying the same things, and it's just.
And look, Tua.
I've been a little fired up myself.
Tua's. I
didn't bring him up.
I don't know what to think of Tua. You see some good.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And then other times you see, you see there's a lot of, what was that?
Yeah.
Like I heard you coming in, he gets pressured, sneaks out of the pocket, comes down the field. It's a third and 12 and he gets to about 9 and goes down. And look,
not going to take a hit. And by the way, he's been coached not to, because they want him to line up.
And he'll get that. I mean, how many times have we seen this year where he's in there, he's pressured, he said, I held with it, I'm just going to throw it out of bounds, I'm not going to say so, but not far from the line of scrimmage. Yeah. Just get it out of there, and we'll live to play another play, and then you play the other play, and that goes nowhere. I don't know. So the point you said, yes, I'm very frustrated.
So the thing with Tua, because we've hit Tua.
I'm not frustrated. I'm pissed.
Yeah, I know you are.
The
Tua thing, and by the way, he's still got a lot of supporters saying he still needs more around him. Needs more offensive linemen, and he'll be fine.
Well, they better if that's going to help Tua, they better do it now, because as I said last week, he's not on an ascending curve anymore. No. He's not on the way up anymore.
No.
He's either flatlining or starting to take a dip.
He does not look like the guy from 2 years ago.
No.
Does not. No not matter what anybody wants to say, you could be his biggest fan and have 42 of his jerseys. He does not look like he used to.
From a body language, from a production, from a leadership standpoint, that thing that he threw out there on Sunday and even the week before, I was in there interviewing him, and like that was a bad loss. That Carolina, you're up by 17 and you lose. Yeah. And it was just, okay, it was bad.
I just wanted you to get that one last shot in before we say goodbye. Get out and get those stone crabs, though, in Los Olas, man. Catch and cut, waiting for you.
No,
get
reservations. That mustard sauce a little bit.
Oh, that's wrong.
Come on now.
All right.
You know anybody that eats them with butter? Who eats stone crabs with butter?
I like the sauce.
You got to have the sauce.
I like that sauce. Yeah. Hey, that's going to do it. Have a great day, everybody.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.